Yeah, the world-famous Phil Henry from the El Pacifico in Southern California is on the air. And it's not, technically, he's not on the air. He's in the
he's in the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, Phil Henry's in the Wi-Fi. I'm Bud Dickman. You want to start it? Oh, sorry. I'm Robert Leonard.
And
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Margaret. Don't butt in.
He's Bud Dickman.
I'm Margaret Gray.
And I'm General Galen Shaw. And I regret coming in here. And I'm Phil Henry. Welcome to the program. You guys,
Don't say it, Phil. Don't say that we're some sort of a monkey. We're not some sort of a monkey act that can't say our names right.
But that's exactly what you are.
You got a lot of nerve. You know, I could get my... Get Frank Gray, please.
Oh, Margaret.
Get Frank Gray, please. God.
Miss Gray, I...
Get Frank Gray, please.
All right, Margaret. God.
These are the times when you said I could consult with my husband when I feel as if I'm being undervalued or devalued or devalued, depending upon the emphasis.
What difference? Why do you put different emphasis on it?
Hold on, General, all right? I'll get to you in a minute.
Yeah, Frank Gray? Is it Frank Gray, please.
Margaret's got to talk to her. Welcome to the show, folks, the Phil Henry Show, but apparently she has it in her contract, although I don't remember signing off on it.
Excuse me,
Is this Mr. Gray? Mr. Gray, Frank? I mean,
give me the phone. Margaret wants to... Hi, Frank, it's Phil. Margaret wants to talk to you. And
I'll talk to my own husband. Frank, where are you at right now?
I'm getting an ice cream cone at the mall.
You said you're getting an ice cream comb?
What's an ice cream comb?
Is that what you comb your hair with?
No, I said an ice... Yes, I said a...
Ice cream cone.
I'm taking a break, and now I got Margaret in the...
Well, I'm sorry, Frank, but you said that I could call you if I had some concerns.
Yeah, what have to do with the show?
Yep, apparently...
Excuse me, Phil. Phil said that the way that I say my name at the beginning of the program, along with Bud and Robert and the General, that we sound like a core, a C-O-R-P-S, a core of apes.
I did not say that.
Didn't say that.
A core of... We sounded like an ape core.
Now, hold on for a minute. What's going on? I just took a break from the office for 5 GD seconds to get the ice cream, and they had the sugar cones are in and everything. Larry's here, and... You know how I...
I know you love your ice cream cones, Frank. This is important to me. This is important to me. All right?
Yeah, okay.
Frank, I can explain. You see...
Oh, excuse me, General. We started out...
Let me just...
You might as well let Margaret say it, General.
All right. Yes, we started the program out, and then I was going to say my name, but Bud butted in. And then it all came out like garbage. And it's supposed to go, I'm Margaret Gray, I'm Robert Leonard, et cetera, you know?
This is... You're on... Let me talk to Phil.
Well, why do you need to talk?
Yeah, it is my show, and we're wasting time. Hi, Frank.
I'm sorry, Phil. Margaret does have a point. You know, where's the contract? Do you
have... I don't have the contract. Do we have to talk about it now?
Well, excuse me. I didn't know you were such a big star, Mr. Henry, that...
Frank, if you may, Margaret...
If I may...
I mean, if I may...
Look, all right, I know what the contract says, so never mind.
Well, I was gonna...
Hold on for a minute, General. In the contract, we specifically say you don't monkey. What is it, monkey time?
Yeah, it is the monkey time.
Is that the name of that clause?
It's the monkey time clause, and what you said was that you would not mock the intro to the show if we got the names backwards or forwards. You wouldn't make it an issue.
Yeah, is that right, Phil?
No, that's not right, no. In the monkey time clause, which you guys named, I didn't, it simply says that that Margaret is entitled, you know, to...
you're going to say your wife?
Yes, I was going to say to Frank...
He's not talking about you, Margaret. Go ahead.
That they all, the members of the staff here...
You nervous?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to get through this so I can start the show. All the members of the staff here would be able to say their names very clearly, and they would get full credit for who they are. In other words, there would be a...
A list of credits.
Right, a list of credits. Nothing about... And the reason why you guys called that monkey time is beyond me.
So you wouldn't monkey it up. In other words, we wouldn't be just a bunch of gibbons going ee-ee-ee.
We wouldn't be apes playing with our own stuff, you know?
Yeah, and throwing it against a cage.
Oh, man.
Well, listen, that was to emphasize that even though they were not professionals, you wouldn't treat them like apes with a piece of Samsonite luggage going, yeah, you know. Shit. Hold on, Phil. Hey, Bill, if this is Rocky Road, then this is what's coming out of your rear end, because that's what it tastes, huh?
All right, thanks a lot, Frank.
Well, wait a minute, Phil. Hold on.
Okay.
You just hung up on Frank Gray, and I was consulting with him.
We're not going to do it in the middle of the show, Margaret, okay?
Do what?
We're not going to do it in the middle of the show.
I'm talking to Phil.
We're not doing this in the middle of the show. If you have a problem, if you're unhappy with us, you're certainly welcome to leave. I would miss you. I think you're very, very important. But I'm not going to sit here and take up time at the beginning of the show because of this monkey time clause, which is the stupidest thing.
Why is that stupid?
All it is saying that you guys get to have full credit for your names. It doesn't say anything about me monkeying you up.
Well, why was it called Monkey Time?
It was called Monkey Time by Mr. Gray.
I'll do it. Frank decided to call it Monkey Time because he felt it's a sort of a showbiz term for when you come out and take your bows, and he thought it would be cute to put in an old showbiz term like that.
In show business, when you take your bows?
I never heard that.
Well, guess what, Phil? Frank's been in the show business. He's been in the show business.
Yeah.
Oh, now all of a sudden you know.
Well, I mean, he's been in show business for a long time.
Yes.
And this is an old term, huh?
Yes, when you come out and now, ladies and gentlemen, et cetera, et cetera, and here comes our cast, and you bow. You've done it before, haven't you?
At the end of the show.
Well, this is at the beginning.
And that's called monkey time.
Back in the day, yes.
All right,
So let's get this clear. When we roll out the names, if I say I go first, bud.
All right, fine.
It's a little weird, Margaret, that you stop down and...
Yeah, Margaret, why can't we just go ahead and do it, and then you can make your complaints after the show?
Because I want it done right, and I gotta get it done right, all right?
Well, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
What?
Monkey time. All right, welcome to the program, folks. The world-famous...
Dennis Gray? Yeah, we hung up on you. Yeah.
Let me talk to Frank. I'm sorry.
Huh?
Oh, okay. I see it.
Well, what did he say?
He said, thanks. I got to finish my Rocky Road, the real Rocky Road, not the stuff that he thinks came out of Bruce's rear end. That's what he just said.
You know, I'm going to call him...
Wait a minute, Margaret. We got to get going here. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. By the way, to answer another question you had of me before the show, no, I'm not going to Florida.
Aha. This is the other area of discussion. Phil was going to go to Florida, as you all know, ladies and gentlemen. He has a new lady love, a woman that's very important to him, Jackie Bales.
Yes, and now I'll take it from here. And that's
the handoff.
Right. Now, wait a minute, man. Do you guys got to just say what it is?
I'm assuming you said apps.
Yeah.
Do you guys have to say, okay, here's the intro. I'm Phil Henry. Phil, you're losing control of your vocal cords.
There's a bit, yeah, there's some spasming.
Do you guys have to point out everything that we do? Okay, here's the intro to the show. Here's the handoff. Here's monkey time.
When you laugh, Phil, you laugh at yourself first. He who laughs last, laughs last.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, God.
All right, so what was it?
What I was going to say is you were on your way to Florida to see your new lady love, Jackie Bales.
Now, that's her name, Jackie Bales. It sounds like that damn movie.
Jackie Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to do a movie about Jackie Bales, you know? Across 110th Street.
God, man, spit it out, will you?
Okay. Well, I'm trying to get a ride.
Not even how it goes, man. Never mind. Okay, so where are we now?
Talking about you not going to Florida, making the executive decision. Why?
Yeah, we want to know why, Phil. What is the thinking?
Well, I kind of shared it on Facebook, but of course I'll share it here with the audience. I decided not to go to Florida.
You're right here.
What are you guys doing now, man?
Look, is this across 110th Street?
Who gives a shit, man? I'm talking.
All right, sorry.
Good Lord. So I decided I wouldn't go to Florida because I just felt it wasn't responsible to say, to encourage you guys and everybody else to, you know, stay hunkered down and make sure that you're safe and make sure that we're all doing our social distancing and all that jazz. And then here goes Phil.
You're wandering off across the country to go see your girlfriend, and it's not an emergency.
Right. They said, don't do anything. Don't fly unless it was an absolute emergency.
Yeah, don't fly. That's exactly right. And so you made the right decision.
I did. I made the right decision, I felt. But, you know, I wanted to see Jackie. What is this now?
This is,
you want to, right?
No, I don't want this, man. Turn it down.
Well, it's across 110th Street, Mr. Henry.
That's nice. What has that got to do with anything?
Well, it's Jackie Brown. Who gives a shit, man?
Phil, the language comes easier and easier to you, you know? It comes easier to...
Bud, if you don't mind.
All right, okay.
I think it's stuck.
Yeah, I'm sure it's stuck. I went and I said no because we wanted to be responsible. Shit.
I was a oh, yeah, man.
Jackie Bales. Whatever I had to do to survive. Get out of here, will you?
kind of doing whatever I had to do to survive. That's Jackie Bales.
Jackie Brown's the movie. The girl that I know and frankly love is Jackie Bales. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, didn't cross my mind. But I knew there
was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. Yeah! You don't know what you do until you put under pressure. Hold on.
Cross 110th Street is a hell of a tester.
Across 110th Street, woman trying. Catch a woman next week. Go ahead, Phil.
All right, anyway, the Phil Henry Show will be right back. I'm trying to explain some shit, and I can't even get it said. Oh, he's gonna start bawling. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, brought to you by Buchner's. That's where I go. You should go there, too. At Buchner's, you'll find it all, and at half price. What am I talking about? None of your business. Buchner's has it all at half price. What are we talking about? None of your business. I'm Dale Buchner, and I created all of this that you see behind me. What's that? You don't see anything? I'm standing in a wasteland, a nuclear waste? Buchner's in La Habra, Los Feliz, and the Duncan District. And by Clusterfucks, one of the great coffee shops in all of Southern California. Go on in and have yourself a cup of coffee, ham and eggs, scramble eggs. You can also get Canadian bacon and orange juice, too. At Clusterfucks, for the last 67 years, we've been serving hardworking people like you all over Southern California. And you want to know something? You just might see a famous face, too. Hi, Dale Ribney here. You probably know me from The Rabbit That Robbed Me and Left Me Where He Found Me. Dale Ribney is one of those people you'll meet at Clusterfucks. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Meet friends for a cup of coffee or a piece of pie. Clusterfucks in the Mooter Mall. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, the guy who's easily distracted, pissed off at everything, particularly today, Phil Henry. I'm not pissed off at anything, man. I'm feeling good.
Well, then what's the story with you, Phil, giving us pushback?
You're the guys that wanted to talk to Frank. You're the guy that,
I'm not a guy.
You are the people, you and all of the panel members here, wanted to talk to Frank, and you wanted to talk about monkey time, that stupid-ass clause, and then you wanted to talk about, and I wanted to talk about Jackie. But all of a sudden, I'm playing across 110th Street.
Didn't sound like Jackie Brown.
Really? I didn't know that, man. Thank you for the 900th time.
All right, Phil. So what happened?
Nothing happened. I got out of bed yesterday morning, and I said, you know, we talked about it. I was on my way over to the pharmacy. Yes, this is going to take some time, General.
All right. Some sign or time?
It's a sign of the times. Sorry.
It's going to take some time. So I was on my way over to the pharmacy to pick up some stuff, this, that, all this other good stuff. So, and then we're talking, and I finally, when I got home, I said, you know, I had somebody comment to me on one of the Facebook posts, Phil, are you still going to Florida? Is that a good idea, given all of
the social distancing? Right. And that's, I mentioned that to you.
No, you didn't, Ms. Gray. You said you got the idea from me.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, you did. You said you heard Bud say it.
I remember when Bud said it to me.
And then I said it to you.
Yeah, you said it after Bud.
So? What? Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, but...
Sorry. Yeah, you made Bud cry.
Yeah. I'm not making you cry.
Well, not really, but...
Yeah, so knock it off, will you? Look, we're not going. I'm not going.
She's not going anywhere. She's staying put.
Yeah, she's there.
Yeah, I know. And I'm not going to go over there where she is. Until I feel reasonably assured that you know, I'm not making myself out to be a liar, man. So we reschedule it for the 26th.
Now, you did do a nice shout-out to American Express and... Yeah, American Express and Agobi. It's called Agoba, right?
Agoda. And
they're the travel site.
Yeah. And I shouted out to Delta Airlines, to JetBlue, and everybody was cool, man. So if I can tell you this, I don't know who you're dealing with. If you have travel plans that you have to change... you haven't yet done it. These companies are working with you, man. Those are four different companies that were absolutely cool with me. I got refunded on everything. I even got a credit from, JetBlue by changing my reservation and moving it to the 26th. I got a $750 credit.
Holy God, how much is the ticket?
Don't worry about it, you know.
Yeah, you probably... I'm sending you like flying first class or something.
That's none of anyone's beeswax.
It's not anybody's business. I got a $750 credit on the ticket because apparently, and Jackie's the one that told me this. Turn it down, bud.
Sorry.
Jackie's the one that told me this. If I hear that one more time, I'm going to break that hand. You see the hand right there?
The one on the end of my arm.
Yes, that hand. I'll break it.
Yeah, how do you break a hand, Vasily?
So,
a ham?
A hand.
You're not going to break the boy's hand, are you?
No, I'm not. Well, you just knock it off, bud.
All right, sorry. Trying to add a little bit of spice. Mr. Hall said.
What did Mr. Hall tell you?
I need to put in some drops and put in a sound effect.
David said for Bud to be a little bit more of an engineer. You know, the old school engineers, dropping in the laughs and stuff.
I don't need that, Bud. Okay.
Now, Mr. Hall felt it'd be a very important thing.
Well, isn't that just so freaking great, man? I don't need it, all right? Anyway, so Jackie says to me, and we were talking about it, and she said, you know, Phil, you owe a lot to your audience.
I'm sorry, I don't do it, man.
Come on, bud.
She said, you owe an awful lot to your audience. Be straight with them. Let them know. And you are. And they're going to look to you and say, okay, so why are you flying if there's all of this lockdown stuff?
Man, he's going to kill you, man.
I'm sorry, it slipped.
Yeah, it slipped, all right. And so anyway, I said, yeah, so I'll tell the audience I'm not going to go to Florida, and that's where that's at.
I'm sorry.
You know, I'm going to reach over there, Bud, in a moment, and you'll be walking like that guy we saw on that Western the other night. Remember where he sort of dipped way down with the left leg and then straightened way up? There was like a 4-foot difference between the left leg and... There was like a 4-foot difference between the left... Thank you.
Sorry, okay, I swear to God, I won't do it again. But Mr. Hall said...
David, if you're out there listening, okay, and...
Yeah, David Hall.
Yeah, okay, Jesus H, man.
How fast to take that guy to call anyway?
He's right here.
David, yeah, it's Phil. What's up?
Well, yeah, Phil, look, I don't mean to... I'm not trying to butt into your show or anything here, but I heard... I did say... If you don't want him to do it, you just say so.
I've just said so.
All right, but I mean, just hearing me out. But a traditional engineer is going to give you some, you know, funny sound effects. You know, but, you know,
put in a laugh track and everything.
Yeah, it'll give you some horn honks. And like you'll say, I'm Phil Hendry, and I was going to go to Florida. You know.
You need an engineer that's got skill. I can't teach him that. I don't want that, okay?
So I gathered, okay? I'm sitting here having a bowl of soup. And a half of a sourdough bread loaf, which is very good.
Where are you?
I'm at none of your business. Well, I'm in Pasadena, but it's really none of your business. And I'm having some lunch, and I thought I'd call and back Bud up, because I did say to him, you know, like for instance, Bud, remember the thing we worked out?
Oh, yeah.
Don't say anything, just... So, Phil, I was here and having some lunch, and I thought that I would call you and say, how you doing, Phil? Yeah! See?
Yeah, that's real good, David.
All right, forget it. What a pain in the ass.
Yes, you just hung up on David G. Hall. Yes, I did. Folks, it's great to have you with us. So that's the story. Not that anybody heard it. Not that anyone was, you know, really getting the full breadth and width and depth of what it was I was saying. But I'm not going to Florida because of the inconsistent action that would represent. Me going to Florida while everybody else is staying hunkered down.
Yeah, like you think it doesn't smell. Like you think you can walk around.
Yeah, you can walk around and just tell the coronavirus to shove it where the sun doesn't shine.
Right.
And of course I can't tell the coronavirus that. No one can. No one can really tell the coronavirus that. Now can they? No, they can't. And so that's how it's going to be, and that's the way it is. I'm Phil Hendry.
On the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Margaret Gray here for the Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass. Buy one, get one today.
You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back, world famous Phil Hendry Show. That was a great commercial there.
I think it was succinct. It got right to it.
Yeah, we're messing around too much here.
Hey, don't look at me, man. I'm not the guy doing the mess around. All right, welcome back to our program here, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. I wanted to just... this is not a call-in segment. I just wanted to talk about this for a second because I don't know how many of you guys have done this, but I've had my pandemic... faux pause.
This is where you're messing up.
Yeah, when you mess up.
You talk about when you put your lips on something you shouldn't have?
Well, when are you doing that?
Well, wait a minute. I mean, that's a good question, bud. When are you doing that?
Like if you go outside and you forget and you...
What, man? You like lick something?
If you go outside, let's say.
Yeah, you go outside and what?
You go outside and you forget there's a pandemic on and you lick... I don't know, like you lick it. Like just...
What are you going to lick, man? What are you licking out there, man? What are you licking out there in the world?
Nothing, like if a stamp or something.
Oh, or like an envelope?
Yeah, or an envelope. Or, okay, you might lick like a doorknob or something, for just as a bet, if it's a bet.
But if you're out there licking doorknobs, oh, wow.
Yeah, so you want me to die, Mr. Henry? You're laughing about it.
When are you going to lick a doorknob?
Jesus Christ. You see what you do, bud? He goes into a paroxysm of giggling, and the show goes to hell in a handcart real fast.
What are you talking about, licking a doorknob, man? Why? You've never licked a doorknob.
I've never licked one, no.
Mr. Henry, I love you and respect you, but I wasn't really asking you.
Well, who are you asking?
I'm looking at you, General.
You're asking me, General Galen Shaw.
No,
wait. I want to get this clear. I want it clear and crystallized in my mind so that when I finally do act, I will do so with great forethought and
get to it, will you, General?
You're asking me if I lick a doorknob.
Not if you currently lick one, or if you have.
No, I can tell you, no, I have never licked a doorknob. But you do, bud.
No, I haven't, but I'm... Yeah, see?
No. Wait a minute. All I'm talking about, dude, is going out there in the world and making them... I'll give an example, okay?
Give us a concrete example so we know what you're talking about. Here.
I went to the grocery store the other day. Usually I keep a bottle of... what is that stuff, you know?
Well, it's hand sanitizer, but they don't have the...
You have that Purell stuff?
Yeah, that's the best stuff.
I don't have that. But I have, like, some soap in the car. Usually I wipe my hands off. But what's the point? You see, I get confused. You want to wipe your hands off after you leave the store, not before you go in, because you've washed your hands, you've been at home, you've driven in your car.
And your car should be... Yeah, your car should be corona-free, you know?
Well, not necessarily.
Why not?
What if someone got in it in the middle of the night and started rummaging around? I don't know.
Let's assume that, you know, but okay, be that as it may, I went into the store and I was grabbing shopping carts and all kinds of stuff, and I came home and I had a box of Wheat Thins, and I opened up the box of Wheat Thins and I bit into one and I ate it, and then I said, holy shit,
you didn't wash your hands.
Now that's dangerous, Phil.
Yeah. I had forgotten to wash my hands, so I went immediately to the sink and washed my hands, but I'd taken that one bite of a Wheat Thin off of fingers that had touched the cart.
Man, I don't know. So, I mean, look, all kinds of slobs and everything. Yeah, do you have any homeless people around there? You seen the homeless people around there? They're the ones that may...
Well, let's not start zeroing in on homeless people.
The point is that, Phil, and you said to yourself, you got swine flu from one of those shopping carts over the supermarket, didn't you?
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. That's how I think I got swine flu. And that was pretty much the transmission of swine flu, you know, touching things, because that was when... They started the whole, here are those antiseptic wipes.
Yeah, at the supermarket.
Yeah. So I washed my hands. But that was one moment I thought, you know, there's certain muscle memory that we have. And,
well, I can tell you that I didn't do this, but Frank did this. We had some new neighbors. They just purchased the Geckley. Do you know the Geckley, Phil?
No, I don't.
What is that?
It's the home across from where we live in Santa Monica. We live at Rhinestone, and the Geckley is a residence. It's an estate that had sat, I'd been in the Geckley family, but it hadn't sold. They had a caretaker there who wandered about the grounds. Well, finally, a couple purchased the Geckley, and...
Where do you live, Margaret, that the houses have names like that?
Well, wouldn't you like to know?
The Geckley?
Yes. I live in an area of Santa Monica that no one... We try not to let people know it exists.
Why, because you live there?
You know, I'm leaving.
Sit down, Margaret, come on.
I'm only kidding around.
Come on, Greg.
Because I live there.
I'm joking around, sorry.
So the Geckley sold to this couple, and Frank went across the street and said, hello, I'm Frank Gray, as you would, you in a very neighborly way.
Right.
And he extended his hand, and he shook both of their hands. I didn't make a big thing out of it.
Oh, my God, Mr. Gray.
Will you relax, bud?
Hold on, bud, so what?
So when he came into the house, he said, you saw what you did. And he said, what? And I said, you extended your hand, and you shook their hands. And he went into a whole, oh my Christ, you know how Frank is. And,
We got him on the phone.
How do we get Frank on the phone that fast?
Because I called him just to see if you want to talk to him.
But I don't call people until I ask you to call them, okay?
Yeah?
Yeah, Frank, we Bud just called you.
We wanted to know, Frank, when you shook, Bob Pomerania's hand and his wife, Dolores?
Oh, yeah, holy Christ. Were you talking about social distance?
We're talking about these pandemic faux pas that we make, that we shake people's hands, we forget. Like the other day, I put my hands on a shopping cart, and then I didn't wash my hands when I got home.
Yeah, well, this guy Pomeranian and his wife, I thought I'd known them from the club, Margaret, but...
My name is Margaret.
Oh, okay. What did I call you? Marmot? Marmot?
You called me Marmot, yeah.
No. I thought I knew them. She's big in the insurance game, and he's a social butterfly. He has a lot of card games and fashion shows, but she's a heavy hitter in the industry. So I went over and I shook her hand. I said, "Hey, you know Frank Gray?" And she said, "Bob Pomeroy." And then he said, "Oh, hi," you know. And I thought he was cute in a...
Yeah, she's cute in a sort of a cheap... Sort of a... Just a little dirt-stained, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, okay, Margaret, you're jealous. And
I'm not jealous.
You said he's dirt-stained.
I'm saying Mrs. Pomeranian is cute. She's lovely. There's just a sort of a... There's a patina of slut about her.
A patina of slut?
Yeah, this is how he talks. He talks this way about another woman, you know, says he's got a petite... So,
Well, I'm just calling it as I see it, Frank.
All right, well, I'm calling it as I see it, and I say he doesn't look like a slut. He looks like the kind of woman that has card games, fashion shows, and dresses in puddle pushers.
What is your story?
I gotta go. I need another... the thing I need more than anything than life itself is another ice cream cone. I gotta go get it.
Go ahead, Frank. We're sorry we bothered you.
Well, Bud called and said...
There is Frank Gray.
You hung up on him?
Yes, Margaret. I hung up on him because I didn't want to keep talking to the poor guy. He didn't want to talk about it anyway, about the Pomeranians and shaking their hands. Pomeranian's a guy, not a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. You know what? This is so jacked over, this show that we're doing here today.
I think the show's going very well, and you're covering a lot of ground. And I know that we have Dr. Jim Sadler, but I just wanted to say one thing, Phil. Dr. Sadler's coming up, right?
Dr. Jim Sadler, yes, he is.
All right. Now, did you mention, I know you're not going to Florida, but did you mention the film 1917?
Oh, I hear that's great. I did not. Thank you for reminding me.
Now, 1917.
I got it, Margaret. Although this hasn't really got anything to do... Well, yeah, I think it sort of does. You know, World War I, we had a pandemic, the Spanish flu, which started here in the United States.
Steve, that's the part that you're saying that. Are you kidding me or something?
Yeah, but certainly studied and everything.
Yes, it did, Bud.
You're telling me the Spanish flu started here.
Yeah, and the reason why they called it the Spanish flu, Bud, is because it, you know, it has nothing to do with the fact that it started in Spain, okay? It's a totally different thing. But yes, that influenza, the influenza pandemic of 1918-1919, started in the United States.
Now, I heard President Trump actually tell... He said that during a...
Trump said that?
He did. He copped to it, if you will, that it started here in America.
All right, well, that's great. Okay, so we can all start getting really weird and nationalistic about this stuff and say, hey, well, that one started in China, this one started in America, you know? And we can all become a bunch of assholes about it, or we can just say it was flu, and there's no border that's going to keep flu. Never mind. The point that I'm trying to make here is that the film 1917, which was made before this whole pandemic thing happened, it was made to observe, in general terms, the 100th anniversary, General Shaw, of World War I.
Yes, it was. And the thing that Phil's trying to say, and he's not doing it very well...
Thank you very much for that.
Well, you got to get to the point, son. You get sidetracked. This movie was made... Well, you do it. I don't know this Hollywood stuff. I don't know it either, but the fact is,
I'll do it. It was made with one long continuous...
I got it, Margaret. One long continuous shot.
Yes.
So it looks like it's just a one long continuous boom shot or trolley shot.
Maybe boom shot, trolley shot.
That's kind of Hollywood shots. Yeah, it's kind of shots they do in Hollywood. But point being, if you look at the movie 1917, and I just thought this movie was fantastic. It was just a great film. It is one long continuous shot where there's no edits. Now, yes, of course, they did do edits. But it appears, Sam Mendes and his editor made it appear as if there are no edits, that this was just one continuous shot from one camera, no edits, no cutting away to another camera. The camera sometimes is in front of the actors, sometimes behind the actors.
Well, now I've got to see this.
You've got to see it. It's really tremendous.
It's great, and it focuses on just two soldiers and their sojourn to get to this other British company that's about to attack the Germans. And what they don't know, and what these two soldiers are going to tell them, it's a trap.
Yeah, the Germans are luring them into a trap, and once they attack, the Germans will encircle them and wipe out these guys.
Right. it's bigger than a company. No, it's probably, it's a whole, you know, yeah, it's a battalion or something, but the fact is, they're going to get wiped out.
Right. And so we follow these two soldiers as they attempt to make their way to these British lines. And as the movie continues with, as I said, just this one long shot, it gets more compressed and more compressed and more compressed, and it gets more, it becomes more urgent, you know, as we watch these scenes unfold until finally, well, what happens happens, and I won't give it away.
Yeah, it does tell them.
Would you shut up, bud?
Man, he said don't give it away, man.
What you got, Dan? You know, bud, all you really want out of life is a good time and then slow death. Isn't that right?
Ms. Gray.
Isn't that right, bud? All you want is a good time and a nice, slow, long, agonizing
death.
Jesus.
Well, isn't that it, bud?
Okay.
What are you looking at?
Nothing at all. Dr. Jim Sadler joining us now. Okay, Dr. Sadler, how are you doing, man?
Oh, Phil, I'm doing pretty good. I, you know, so far, so good. And everyone's staying healthy.
Have you treated anybody with, and I'm hearing, are you out in the street?
Well, I'm just outside inside my office here, yeah. There's not a lot of people out. You hear that car alarm going off, so it's kind of spooky. Because the streets are pretty well deserted here in this part of San Diego, in the Linda Lima district.
The Linda Lima? Where is that?
I didn't mean the Linda Lima. I'm in the Loma Linda. Lena. Boy, I tell you what, I can't get out what I'm trying to say. I can't make my mouth say the words that I want to say.
You must be exhausted, man.
I'm tired. And we haven't had any sick people, but it's a constant stream of people coming in. They want me to take their temperature. I say, you do not have symptoms. And so, you know, they all want to get tested. And we're not going to send out for no tests unless you had the symptoms.
Dr. Sadler, you are a medical doctor, right?
What kind of a question is that?
No, I just want people to know, because you've got your manner of speaking is a little on the colloquial side.
It's like kind of fractured grammar.
Oh, because I came up tough? You guys, okay.
Nobody's saying that you're not a doctor, all right?
Well, they're saying because I got fractured grammar. I come up tough, okay? I come up at a time and at a place where we could barely afford my education. My mother scrubbed floors, my father...
All right, we're bringing up stuff.
I'm sorry, Jim.
All right, just, you know. Yeah, it was a tough time for my family, and, yeah, you're right. I don't have the best language. I don't say the words good. And I barely understand half the stuff I see in a medical book. But, you know, I get by. I'm Dr. Jim Sadler. I get by.
All right.
Yeah, Dr. Sadler, you're doing a good job.
Thank you very much.
You are, Jim. We just, you know, sometimes people call us and they say, he has such a rough manner.
I do. I got a rough manner because, you know, I lift, and Mindy and I, we are part of the bodybuilder organization. I'm an unusual guy, but at the end of the day, you can trust Dr. Jim Sadler will come through for you.
All right, man.
Yay!
Thank you.
All right. So, Dr. Sadler, look, tell me a little bit about the patients that are coming to see you. You mentioned that they have their symptoms, or they think they have symptoms.
Well, some of them do. And you get, I've been tired, as I mentioned. I get a little worn out. And I had this one guy who is a salesman. And he has to travel around in his territory. And he's coming in and he's saying, oh, I think I'm sick. I think I need to get a COVID-19 test. And I'll say to him, no, you don't. You know, you haven't been, you haven't behaved in ways that would, and he said, well, test me anyway. I said, I'm not going to do it unless you're symptomatic. He goes, well, aren't I? I said, no, you don't have a fever. And sometimes you lose a little bit of your temper. And I'll say to him, here, this is what happens if you are not taking care of yourself, and I will lick the countertop. Or I will...
Jesus H.
Well, hold on. I'll just say, this is what happens. The guy's name is Dave. Dave, this is what happens when you're not taking care of yourself and you could get the COVID-19. And I... Here, watch. And I lick the counter. Okay. Or I'll put my fingers in my mouth and I'll stick them up my nose and I'll let it. See? There, look what I'm doing. I'm doing it all wrong. And,
Well, aren't you afraid of, I guess you're wiping your counter down.
Yeah, the counter is sterile. But I tell these people, I said, you're making a big deal out of nothing. You want to know how you get COVID-19? Let me show you how you get COVID-19. Okay? And I'll spit on the ground, I'll get down on all fours and I'll lick it up.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, this is how you get through to some people. So you understand, you can't, you gotta do things that are crazy.
What do you mean you're licking it off the ground?
Yes, but I've already sprayed it with disinfectant.
That's taking a big chance.
I know what I'm doing. Don't worry about it.
So you're licking it off the floor of the office?
Sometimes I'm outside. Sometimes in the parking lot. And I'll
in the parking lot? So that's asphalt.
Wait a minute. I'm a doctor, okay? I know what I'm doing. But people say, oh, I think I'm sick. I got COVID-19. I said, you think you got COVID-19, huh? Watch this. And I'll go out. There was a homeless guy just the other day. It was down the street. And I walked up to this homeless guy. I said, you think you got COVID-19? I walked up to the guy. And I just went, and I lip-locked. I kissed him right in the mouth, okay? And
why would you do that? See, that's insane.
That's, you're going to get sick.
Wait, who am I talking to now?
It's Phil. It's the crew, man. You kissed a homeless guy on the lips.
Yes. I went, okay? But what they didn't know is after I kissed the guy, I spit it out, and I wiped my mouth down with rubby alcohol and Lysol.
That's... You did what? You,
I'll say it again. After I kissed the homeless guy, I wiped my mouth off with rubbing alcohol and Lysol.
Dude, that doesn't sound to me like that's going to get it done.
Oh, really, dude? I'm a doctor, okay?
Well, why are you doing that?
To show these people how you really get coronavirus and...
So you're telling me, go lip lock a homeless guy.
You're more likely to get it that way.
And so you do, and then they say, doctor... You're going to get sick now.
And I say, I just wiped my mouth down. You know what? I knew this was going to be a bad idea.
You know what? I think Dr. Sadler...
It pisses me off. Do you understand what? I got to talk to these people coming in and they say, I need a coronavirus test. I think I'm sick. So, all right, if I go and I kiss the homeless guy full on the lips, like I did, maybe I do have a death wish. I don't believe I do.
And what is the point of saying that?
Because I'm getting sick and tired of this.
Are you trying to kill yourself?
No, I'm not trying to kill myself. But by the same token, I would rather get sick with the coronavirus to prove a point to these idiots.
You don't even like your patients, Dr. Saddle. You should not be in it.
Oh, really? Thanks for everything, brain surgeon.
Hey, don't knock him. You come on this program, you got to give us some medical advice. Now you're telling me you're licking the ground and you're kissing some homeless guy full on the mouth.
Right.
Because why? Because you want to die? Sounds like you got a death wish.
I don't have a death wish, but I'd rather get sick with the corona to prove to these people this is how you get it, and you don't just get it because you wiped the wrong way or whatever. I had a guy come in, he said, I think I got the corona. I said, do you have a fever? Yeah. He said, no. None of the questions he answered, but he thought he had it because he was taking a deep breath as his wife coughed or spit or something. He thought... That could have gotten it. He thinks that the water particles could have got it into him.
Well, isn't that one way you can get it?
Yeah, you sort of can, but it's not. You gotta be. In order for you to get the corona, you gotta be in the middle of like 900 people licking sweat off of them and.
Oh, get out of here, man! What are you talking about? There's licking sweat off of them.
Well, look at New York. Everybody living on top of each other. This is San Diego. Okay. So I walk up to a homeless guy.
Are you going
to
get yourself tested now that you lip-locked a homeless guy?
Why? I'm not symptomatic.
Well, if you become symptomatic.
Of course. Of course I will.
And when you do, and if you go into the hospital, I'll be sure to let people know you got that coronavirus by lip-locking a homeless guy. Holy Jesus.
I'm getting sick and tired of these people, and I'll say, here, you want coronavirus? Here, this is how you get it. I walk up to a homeless woman or a homeless guy, and I go, I shove my tongue.
So here we go again with another pissed off guest.
Mr. Henry, you don't know what it's like out here talking to these jackballs and the jackass and the jackball.
Well, then why don't you do something else for a living, Sadler, if you don't like treating a sick people?
I don't mind treating sick people. It's the fact that these...
It's the fact that everybody thinks they're sick.
Yeah, everyone thinks they got the coronavirus. I knew I should have come on this program.
Yeah, we probably should not have had you on.
You want to go?
Yeah, I want to go. Fuck him.
Nice going, Phil. What do you mean, nice going? Nice going, Phil. Well, that guy's nuts. He sounds like he's under a lot of pressure. Hey, every guy that we have on this show is under a lot of pressure. Every stupid guest that we have on this show is... I licked the floor. I licked the... You what? I'm talking about him. Oh, yeah. That is a man. The thing about Dr. Jim Sadler, and we know this, he gets so angry at his patients...
he actually physically harms his patients.
No, well, in that instance, he wasn't physically harming his patients.
Well, but he gets angry at them, and he calls them names.
Yeah, and in the process, he's licking the countertop, he's licking a floor, licking an ass, licking a driveway.
Yeah, like licking a parking lot. And then he kisses a homeless guy. Deep tongue kisses a homeless guy. I don't know, but let's keep an eye on him. Not because he may get the coronavirus. Let's keep an eye on him because we may need a straitjacket. All right, I'm Phil Henry. This is the... What was that?
I don't know. Tony farted.
It's a chair that needs oil. I'm Phil Henry. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show Friday Night Chat.
Don't miss the Friday Night Chat. Starts at 7 o'clock Pacific at philhenryshow.com.
We'll be there at 7, and then, of course, tomorrow is our Saturday Cinema.
Now, what movie?
I don't know yet. A lot of times, Rory McLeod picks them out for us. We'll see what Rory has to say. I'll see what there is. And,
it's a Saturday Cinema on Saturday.
Yeah. Good one.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast 1.